Module 3, the brain and its role in active listening. Another factor that may contribute greatly to our poor listening skills is our brains. Who here is a chronic overthinker? In addition to countless negative and jumbled thoughts that can occur in our brains at any time, we as humans actually think much faster than we talk. The average rate of speech by Americans is 125 words per minute. Our brains process much faster than that. We have so much unused brain power. When we listen to someone or something, we sort of inadvertently ask our brains to receive the info at an extremely lower rate than its actual capacity and capability. One side effect of this is our instinct to start thinking of what we want to say next while the other person is still talking. So many of us do this. We want to interject our opinion and or our solution and feel like we are an integral part of the conversation. Some of us do this even when it's information we're not experts on. We might know a small tidbit of information on a topic being discussed and want to sort of show our knowledge on the topic too. Many can blame the ego or lack of emotional intelligence. Another issue involving the brain is a term we've all heard of at one point over the past 20 years, attention deficit disorder. And its much less invasive little sister, a short attention span. These issues can legitimately disrupt cognitive function, decrease awareness, and decrease retention, and even destroy the opportunity for good communication. Emotions play a huge role in the improvement or decline of communication and listening. If someone is emotionally unstable or upset, they may not be physiologically able to listen properly or retain anything. Perhaps someone is emotionally affected by the content of the news, a commercial, or commentary, and not only have a harder time listening, but also have a more difficult time with being objective and or making solid decisions. Can we truly be better listeners and have improved professional and personal relations? For those seeking success in leadership and educational roles, in management, sales, so many professions, asking yourself this question is essential. Becoming aware that we can be and do better. Then seeking, finding, and implementing the answers is at the heart of self-awareness and emotional intelligence, or EQ. In just a few moments, I will dive into EQ, but first, let's consider some cultural differences.